Good evening. Welcome again to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. On tonight's show, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Ornette Coleman, Terrence Blanchard, Diana Krall, Duke Ellington. Our three featured CDs include, first, Eric Reed, the pianist, Something Beautiful. This is a brand new CD he brought out on the Willie Jones III record label. About halfway through the show, we have the first part of our new tribute to the late Dave Brubeck. We're going to play one by one the CDs from his brand new, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the Columbia Studio Albums Collection, 1955 to 1966, 19 CDs in all. Then we'll close out the show tonight with Joey DeFrancesco, his brand new one, The Organist. It's called Wonderful, Wonderful on the High Note label. And he's joined by Larry Coryell and Jimmy Cobb. So, a lot of good music. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Modern Jazz Quartet there. This is from their The Complete Last Concert CD, the last concert that the group did in public. Came out on the Atlantic Jazz label back in 1989. The tune there, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. And Modern Jazz Quartet at that time consisted of John Lewis on the piano, Milt Jackson on the vibraharp, Percy Heath on the bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. Modern Jazz Quartet. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Let's listen to the first of our three featured CDs tonight. This one from pianist Eric Reed. It's called Something Beautiful. It's on the Willie Jones III, RWJ3, record album. Eric Reed on the piano. He's joined by Reuben Rogers on the bass and Rodney Green on the drums. Tunes we heard were Sun Out, In Your Own Sweet Way, Black Tables, How Deep Is the Ocean, and finally, I Still Believe in You. That's Eric Reed. Something Beautiful is the title of the CD, and it is released on the WJ3 Records label. We're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to Ornette Coleman, The Shape of Jazz to Come. Thank you. Cornette Coleman playing the saxophone, Don Cherry on the cornet, Charlie Hayden on the bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. That tune, of course, Lonely Woman, composed by Ornette Coleman, and it's off of his classic CD, The Shape of Jazz to Come. That was released on the Atlantic Records label originally in 1959. You're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Time now to begin our tribute to Dave Brubeck. He passed away a few days ago, and just by chance, really, I received his latest release. It's done in honor of him, I'm sure, for his 90th birthday, which or 92nd birthday, but he died just a few days short of that. This is the Columbia Studio Albums Collection, 1955-1966. He had done at least one other recording for Columbia, a live recording there, Dave Brubeck Quartet Live at the College of the Pacific, which was his alma mater. He had already had his face on the cover of Time magazine shortly before this album was released, so he was already very, very popular. These 19 CDs in this box set cover the years when Dave Brubeck was really at the height of his popularity and power. His quartet changed from time to time, but the core was basically Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond. This particular CD we're going to listen to this evening, we're going to go through them in chronological order, 19 different CDs over the course of 19 weeks at least. It's called Brubeck Time, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.